שלום ילדים, אני המורה ראיה. This is your page number 4 of your Hebrew homework. And we are asking a shopkeeper, a lady shopkeeper or a man shopkeeper for something. And today we're learning about bakbuk meats, a bottle of juice. We know bakbuk yain from the infants. What is on a Shabbat table? Chala, nerot, bakbuk yain. כן?
כן.
Today it's different. Let's read the passage. Off you go.
ילד רוצה בקבוק מיץ.
Lovely. ילד רוצה בקבוק מיץ. Next.
ילדה רוצה בקבוק מיץ.
Brilliant reading. ילדה רוצה בקבוק מיץ. Have a look, children, at the difference between want for a boy and want for a girl. Want for a boy, רוצה. Want for a girl, רוצה. The same for grown-ups. Okay, let's read the third sentence, please.
תן לי בקבוק מיץ בבקשה.
Good reading. Give me a bottle of juice, please. That's if you ask a man, you say תן לי. However, if it's a lady shopkeeper, you say תני לי. Let's read the next one. Brilliant. Next one.
Abba rotze tatuach gadol.
Dad wants apple big. You can write dad wants kippah small or something. So you can use the words at the bottom to create your own sentences. We have two more sentences to read. Off you go.
Ima rotze sukaria gadola.
We don't read it gadola, we read it gdola. Can you repeat it?
Gdola.
Brilliant. Gdola. Ima rotza sukaria gdola. And the last sentence, please.
Yelet rotze kadur katan.
Can you remind me what kadur is? A ball? Kadur? Kadur regel is ball foot, football. Can we say kadur regel?
Kadur
regel. Kadur? Okay. So we need to write our own sentences similar to this. Use your own vocabulary sometimes to change the sentence into your own. The words there are gadol and gdola, big and big. If you talk about female items, objects, you say gdola. Katan and ktana, this is small in masculine and feminine. Rotze and rotza, the verb want for a boy and for a girl. And ten, give, and tni, is for a girl, and tni li, give to me. Practice a bit at home. It will make your reading and your speaking better. Toda for listening, ve shalom.